I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center. That's in just a moment. Workers at a Selma Auto Parts manufacturer have signed a petition asking the United Auto Workers Union to leave them alone. Nearly 80% of employees at the Lear Corporation-owned Renesol Seating Plant signed a petition asking the UAW to stop investigating a nearly year-long dispute. Last May, a public relations firm representing the workers said about three-quarters of the plant's 90 employees had respiratory problems associated with a chemical used during manufacturing. Federal regulators found air quality at the plant to be within federal guidelines, but a Yale University blood test confirmed some of the workers had been exposed to a hazardous chemical known as TDI, used to make the foam in car seats. Lear says some workers are engaging in baseless scare tactics orchestrated by the union. The United Auto Workers Union is accusing the plant's management of using illegal tactics to coerce their employees into signing that petition. Charter fishermen in Alabama are gearing up for a longer-than-usual red snapper season. Thanks to a recent decision from NOAA's Fishery Division, recreational fishermen and commercial charter fishermen have separate seasons this year. Private anglers will be allowed to fish in federal waters for 10 days starting on June 1st. Charter captain seasons will run 44 days from June 1st to mid-July. Last year, both groups were lumped together for a 9-day season. Tom Ard is with the Charter Fishermen's Association. He says the big gap between commercial and recreational seasons comes down to differing laws policing state waters.
For instance, Florida will have a 70-day red snapper season this year. Louisiana will have a 270-day red snapper season this year. Texas is 365 days a year. So what that does, it takes fish out of the total allowable catch, your quota.
Those state seasons are only open for private fishermen. Commercial fishermen with federal licenses can't fish state waters once the federal fishery is closed. Sunday marked the close of the first season of the Alabama High School Cycling League. 260 high school students competed throughout the season in races across the state. Eddie Fryer is the league's director. He says an athlete's class determines how long their race will be.
The races are a mountain bike race, a course that we've laid out. Typically, our courses are somewhere 4.5 to 6 miles in length per lap. And then depending on the category that the kids are racing, whether it's freshman, sophomore, JV, or varsity, they could do anywhere from 1 to 4 laps on that course.
Fryer says the establishment of the High School Cycling League was important because the League of American Bicyclists ranked Alabama dead last, number 50, on its list of bicycle-friendly states this year. The state championship race with the Alabama High School Cycling League was held at Moneysocal Park in Northport. Now we'll head over to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
Today will be a windows down and radio up type of day. Plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures. Highs will warm up into the lower 80s this afternoon with plenty of sunshine and mostly clear skies for us as we head into Monday night as well, dropping down into the upper 50s as we head into Tuesday morning. I'm meteorologist Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.